This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Chhath festival concludes with offering arga to the sun god. Three people died in a car accident in Rupandehi and death toll from bridge collapse in India's Gujarat rises to 141. Now the news in detail. The Chhath, a festival of faith of folks in Mithila region, concluded this morning by offering curd arga to the rising sun. The devotees who observed fasting since Tuesday evening concluded the Chhath festival this year by offering prayers to the rising sun this morning. With this, the devotees return home from the river banks Chhathi Ghat by concluding the grand festival where the shining and setting suns are worshipped with devotion. Most of the ponds, lakes, streams and rivers in Tarai Madhes, including Janakpur Dham, were cleaned up and decorated as worshipping sites. Chhath is a festival of goodwill, faith and social harmony as people from all backgrounds come together in a common place to offer worship the sun god. It is widely believed that appeasing the sun god brings happiness, prosperity, well-being and longevity to the family members. Three people, including a 35-day-old infant, have died after they were hit by a car near Bhairahava, the headquarters of Rupandehi district. The car was coming from the Chhath Ghat. The accident took place at around 4:30 this morning. A spokesperson for the district police office Rupandehi, Syamu Arial, said two persons, including the mother of the infant, who were injured in the incident, are being treated at the Bhairahava-based Universal College of Medical Sciences. Police identified the deceased at 28-year-old Pramila Kurmi, 14-year-old Seema Kurmi, and the infant, whose name could not be ascertained, and the injured as Bandana Kurmi and Manju Kurmi. Bandana is said to be in a serious condition. The car was going towards Parasi from Bhairahava when it hit the pedestrians. The car has not been identified as yet and police are searching for it. Police said further investigation into the incident is underway. The Rashtriya Pradatantra Party, RPP, has unveiled an election manifesto targeting the elections of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly to be held on November 20. At a program held today in Kathmandu, the chair of the Rashtriya Pradatantra Party, Rajinder Lingden, said the party will enact a law to prevent a person from holding executive positions for more than two terms. The Election Commission has arranged a ballot paper with a red election symbol on white background for the first-past-the-post election system to choose the House of Representatives and Province Assembly members in the upcoming elections. Likewise, the Election Commission has arranged a ballot paper with a white background and an election symbol in black color for the Proportional Representation PR election system to choose the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly members. Under the first-past-the-post, there will be a ballot paper having election symbols of the candidates or political parties who are in the election race in each electoral constituency. Likewise, there will be a ballot paper with 47 election symbols for the House of Representatives under the PR election system. According to Election Commission, only 47 parties out of 68 applicants are eligible to participate in the House of Representatives elections under the PR election system. As informed, there would be varying number of election symbols and ballot papers as per the province under the PR election system towards the province assembly election. A two-year-old girl has died after falling off a window of a five-story house at Bagh Bazar in Kathmandu. The deceased has been identified as Riyasa, daughter of house owner Nani Devi Maharajan. Superintendent of Police Dinesh Raj Mainali said the incident occurred on Sunday night. She died at the National Trauma Center in Kathmandu this morning. He said the police circle Kamal Pokhari has launched an investigation into the incident. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The date told from the collapse of a colonial era suspension bridge in India's western Gujarat state had risen to 141, according to officials, as rescue workers worked through the night combining the Machu River from survivors. Harsh Sangvavi, Gujarat's home minister, told reporters that the death toll rose from 68 on Sunday to 141 early on Monday as search operations continued. Gujarat's information department said about 177 people had now been rescued, while 19 were receiving medical care. The bridge in Morbi, a town some 200 km west of Gujarat's main city, Ahmedabad, was built during British rule in the 19th century and had been closed for renovations for nearly 6 months before it was reopened to the public last week. According to local media, hundreds of sightseers celebrating Diwali or Festival of Lights and the Chhath Puja holidays were on the 230-meter bridge when it collapsed on Sunday. South Korean Prime Minister Han Duk-soo has promised a thorough investigation into a Halloween cross over the weekend that killed more than 150 people in the capital and plunged the country into mourning. Officials said on Monday that the death toll had risen to 154, with 149 people injured, 33 of them in serious condition. Tens of thousands of people crowded into the narrow streets and alleyways of Seoul popular Itaewon district on Saturday and the first major Halloween festivities since the COVID-19 pandemic struck 3 years ago. Many of the revelers were in their teens and dressed in Halloween costumes. Witnesses said but chaos erupted when people poured into one particular narrow and shopping alley even after it was already packed. Lula da Silva has won Brazil's presidential election by a whisker, but with incumbent Jair Bolsonaro still not conceding defeat, there were concerns the far-right contender might challenge the result. According to country's election authority, Lula secured 50.8% of the vote compared with 49.2% for Bolsonaro on Sunday. Bolsonaro had been leading throughout the first half of the vote count, but as soon as Lula took the lead, the streets of Sao Paulo's city center filled with sounds of cars honking their horns. The vote also marked the first time that the sitting president failed to win re-election. Just over 2 million votes separated the two candidates. The previous closest race in 2014 was decided by a margin of roughly 3.5 million votes. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Province 1 and Gondaki Province. Similarly, the division says the weather to remain partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of Province 1, Gondaki Province and Karnali Province and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces tonight. Brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Province 1 and Gondaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhath festival concludes with offering arghya to the sun god. Three people died in a car accident in Rupandehi and death toll from bridge collapse in India's Gujarat rises to 141. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.